Will terrorism ever end? In the wake of a terrorist attack, you may naturally ask yourself, does God care? Why do these things happen? Will terrorism ever end? How can I live with the fear I feel? The Bible provides satisfying answers to these questions. The footnote reads, terrorism generally refers to the use or threat of violence, especially against civilians, to instill fear and bring about a political, religious, or social objective. However, people may disagree on whether a particular act should be considered terrorism. End of footnote. How does God feel about terrorism? God hates violence and terrorism. And Jesus, God's representative, rebuked his disciples when they resorted to violence. Although some claim to commit violent attacks in God's name, he does not authorize their actions. In fact, he does not even listen to their prayers. God cares about all those who suffer, including those affected by terrorist attacks. The Bible also indicates that God will act to bring an end to violence. The root cause of terrorism. The Bible reveals the underlying reason for terrorism. Man has dominated man to his harm. Ecclesiastes 8:9. Throughout history, people with power have used terror tactics to oppress others. In response to oppression, others have used terrorism to fight back. The end of terrorism. God promises to eliminate fear and violence and to establish peace on earth. He will remove the root cause of terrorism. God will replace human domination with his worldwide government. The ruler of this government, Jesus Christ, will treat everyone fairly, and he will eliminate oppression and violence. At that time, no one will resort to terrorism. People will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37:10-11. Undo all the effects of terrorism. God will heal people of the effects of terrorism, whether physical harm or emotional trauma. He even promises to resurrect the dead, bringing them back to life on a peaceful earth. The Bible offers us good reasons to believe that God will act soon. However, you may wonder, why hasn't God ended terrorism already? To find the answer, watch the video, Why Does God Allow Suffering? The Bible helps people cope. Here are two things the Bible recommends that can help you. Pray to God. Philippians 4:6-7. Focus on the Bible's message of hope. Hebrews 6:19. For more Bible-based tips, see the article, How to Control Worry. Jehovah's Witnesses who have endured terrorism have also found support from fellow believers. Consider two examples. Natalia and her 9-year-old son Aslan were at a school in Beslan, Russia, when armed terrorists stormed in and took more than 1,000 hostages. Sadly, hundreds died, the majority of them children. Although Natalia and Aslan survived, they were left traumatized. See what has helped them to heal. Pablo and Sophie lost their son when the Twin Towers were attacked in New York. Watch this video to see what has helped them and others affected by terrorist attacks. The Bible helps people change. Many people feel frustrated by the injustice and oppression in the world. They may feel that violence and terror are their only options. Can such people change? Yes. To learn how the Bible's message has helped some to do so, read the article, Is a World Without Terrorism Possible?